The Story of Money, From Bartering to Bailout, by Martin Jenkins.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
For Kaz, Beth and Alice, who saw it through. MJ. Introduction. In the Yap Islands in the South Pacific, it can be a huge stone with a hole in the middle. In Sweden, 350 years ago, it was great copper slabs that you needed a donkey to carry. It can be a string of shells, or a bundle of special cloth. Nowadays, it's likely to be a row of ones and noughts in a computer somewhere. Some people have loads and loads of it, more than most of us could possibly imagine. An awful lot of people have none of it at all, or so little as makes no difference. We all know where it goes, but it's really hard to figure out where it comes from. Some people think it's the most wonderful thing, others that it's really, really bad. But we all seem to agree that one way or another it's pretty important. So what is it? It's money, of course. The stuff that makes the world go round, that doesn't grow on trees, that can't buy you love, apparently. Once upon a time there wasn't any, and it's safe to assume that people then got on fine without it, just as some people in some parts of the world manage perfectly well without it today. So why would anyone have gone to the trouble of inventing it? And when? Chapter 1, in which nobody has any money.